your name's Maria, right?
Yes.
What's your last name? What's your address, please? So, what did you see this morning?
What did you hear? We just heard the gunshots.
Where were you?
We were inside here.
You and Arthur?
In the office with Arthur.
Yeah.
We were trying to get together for the morning and make some coffee. And basically we heard three gunshots or so, and then it paused. So we were trying to figure out what's that noise, and we walked to the big window there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we heard the rest of the gunshots. And that's when we figure out that they were, gunshots. So that's when I run to the phone to call 911 and it's the phone to report. And then after that, Arthur just walked down to see what was going on, and we figure out that it was a deputy's got shut down or something.
Okay, you just stayed in the office after that, right?
Right. Okay. Right. Because I was making the call when he went down, so.
Okay. That's all I got. Think of anything else? Could you really see anything out there? There's a lot of bushes and stuff. Could you see
right,
anything?
Right, no, but it was pretty clear at the beginning. Like I said, at the beginning it wasn't clear for us, and that's when there's a lot of traffic.
Mm-hmm.
So at the beginning we thought there was some parked car. It was kind of, weird. But,
okay.
When he went down, he got most of the information. That's when he said, there's a deputy down.
Did you tell our dispatch that?
No.
That was later?
That was later.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Maria.
But I know, right away when I called, 2 or 3 minutes later, there's a police car that arrived to that area, Bernie Park.
Yeah.
So I told him that it came from that area, but I wasn't sure exactly from, if it was inside or it was outside,
Okay.
But he came 2 minutes later, and I guess he helped.
All right.
So.
Thank you.
You're welcome.